No need to be gentle, servant. Tie that gag as tight as you can. I'd rather not hear another word of this fat oaf. There, much better. You may be seated, servant. I have a few things to say to this man. Well, now that you've been bound and gagged, perhaps you'll be more willing to listen, rather than shout demands and threats. So let's start this over from the beginning. I am Lady Dimitrescu. Unfortunately, I recently seem to have found myself without a home. My daughters and I have traveled a fair distance to this little village, and I have decided we will be relocating here. Your mansion will be adequate for our needs, at least until a proper castle can be built. Now, as I recall, I had very generously offered to allow you to serve under me as a go-between between me and the village. But instead of kneeling before your superiors and accepting my gracious offer, unfortunately, you tried to have us thrown out and even shot at us when we simply defended ourselves. So I'm afraid that, instead, you'll have to be content with the honor of being a food source for my daughters and I. Stop that disgusting wriggling. It's bad enough that I have to look at you at all, so don't make this any worse than it already is. Daniela, where are you? Daniela?
I'm here, Mother. I was just exploring.
Of course. You and your sisters are free to roam the building, but while you do, try to locate any servants that are hiding or trying to flee. As capable as our beloved servant is, managing an entire mansion is far too big of a job to leave to one person.
Okay, I'll let the others know. I'll be back soon.
Well, I would say things are going rather smoothly. Don't you agree, servant? Well, naturally, my natural leadership and charisma have much to do with our success. But you and my daughters have been so good about carrying out my orders as well. It's been such a long time since we've really done something. For so long, I just wallowed in all of my luxuries. It's actually rather refreshing to be out and about, forcing others to bend to my will. Now let's follow my daughter's example and take stock of our new home. I'm curious to see whether this place is really as opulent as the locals make it sound. Well, the craftsmanship is decent. Aesthetically, anyway. None of this seems especially sturdy, though. The former owner certainly preferred form over function. We'll have to make some serious renovations. But I think I can make it work. Oh dear. Look out the window. I had my suspicions before, but from this angle, you can really see how poorly defended this place is. We have neighbors, for goodness sake. If they decided to gather and break in for any reason, we would have barely any warning. Forget the renovations. We just need to build an entirely new home. Oh, well, of course. We'll hire the local rabble to build it. Could you imagine me doing manual labor? But I suppose this will do as a temporary shelter. Much as I hate the thought, we'll just have to play nice with the commoners. Once we're properly defended, we can lay claim to the whole village and put them to work. Well then, let's see. What will our cover story be? I suppose the fact that they've taken the mansion by force makes it difficult to come up with an explanation they'll find convincing. Oh, please do share. You've shown impressive judgment in the past. That's not a bad idea. Very astute of you to notice that man's dreadful coughing fit. So we claim to be this man's relatives, come to take over his estate because he is in poor health. If anyone asks for him, we can simply say that he is too weak for visitors. After a while, we'll just simply kill him and claim it as his illness that did him in. You've really been paying attention, haven't you? To think you used to be as foolish as any other commoner. You've really sharpened your mind now. You're truly a servant worthy of House Dimitrescu. There's one complication there. Things will be much more complicated if any of the other servants manage to spread the word. We'll need to make sure not even a single one of them escapes the house. Once we figure out which ones are loyal and which ones aren't, we will be able to send the good ones out and reinforce our story with rumors. The bad ones, I'm sure you can guess. Well, my daughters are excellent hunters. I'm sure they'll manage just fine. Let's see. We'll need to interrogate the former owner of the mansion for information about his family ties. I'm not looking forward to it. I can tell he's not the sort of person who's fun to punish. His screams are simply disgusting. So unlike yours.
Mother, I have some news.
Ah, Daniela. Have you located all of the servants?
Well, about that, one of them got away. She was there when we attacked her master, so she ran and told everyone she could find about it.
That is unfortunate. We're going to have to change the story then. We could claim that his illness caused him to go mad and we were just restraining him. Or perhaps we could kill him now and pin the murder on her. It's dicey, but it might...
Actually, Mother, that might not be necessary. Everyone seems really happy to hear the news.
Excuse me?
Yes, apparently the old man was a menace to the locals. Treated people awful, abused his money and influence. The servant actually sent a bunch of letters out last year to nearby towns asking them for help. She thinks that's why we're here.
Well then, this is quite serendipitous. I suppose for the time being, we should play along. What do you know of their expectations of us?
They said we can keep everything he has as long as we kick him out of the village. That's all I heard before I came back to tell you.
Absolutely perfect. In that case, we'll be able to settle in without any pretense.
So, what do we do about the owner? Should we just let him go?
Heavens no. He knows far too much about us. Have your sisters make a show of leading him out of the village, keep the gag on, and then kill him in secret. Make sure no one can find the body.
Sure. So what's going to happen after that exactly?
Well, since we already have the entire village on our side, it shouldn't be too difficult to manipulate them. I was thinking we'd have to lay low, but we can probably move right on to the first step. Building a castle.
Are we going to have a castle again? Ooh, I'm so excited. I want a bigger room this time.
You'll have it. We'll weave a story about how great it will be for the village. Create jobs. Attract tourists. That sort of things. Commoners can't resist pursuing an idealistic dream, no matter how absurd.
And after that, we can just move in. I like this plan. So once the castle is built, we'll be able to go right back to how things used to be, right?
Oh no, my dear. Things will be much, much different. You see, before we did Mother Miranda's bidding, now we may pursue our own interests.
See, I knew eventually you'd get over Mother Miranda's eventually.
Watch your step, child. That woman still holds my respect. If she were alive, I would rush to her side in an instant. Still, seeing that she's gone, there is no shame in making full use of our newfound independence. Here's the plan that I'm picturing. After the castle is built, we resume production of Sanguis Virginis.
Oh, the wine that uses young maiden's blood. Delicious!
Indeed. We earned quite a bit of money for Mother Miranda exporting it. Now we can use those funds for our own benefit. In fact, I think we could use the villagers to create a whole range of artisanal products. They'll make us fabulously wealthy again.
I love it! We can be even better off than before!
Just so, Daniela. And with some of that money, I want to do some research into the mold.
The mold? I thought it was destroyed along with the old village.
Something tells me that more of it must exist somewhere else in the world. If it exists, I will find it. We can make more caddis and build up an army, and then our power will be absolute. We will never fear annihilation again.
Oh, Mother, you're such a visionary. But before we can do anything else, all that running around has made me thirsty. I don't suppose...
I suppose I'm rather parched as well. Servant, would you be so good as to give us a drink? No, you know what I mean. Now that we're secure again, I think it's safe to take some of your blood again. We won't have to worry about you growing too weak to travel now, do we? That's a good servant. Now hold still.
I've missed this. Nobody has blood as delicious as my spouse's.
Indeed. It's good to taste it again after so long. Ah, I feel refreshed again. You know, perhaps we should make a special batch of Sanguis Virginis using your blood. Just something for our personal consumption.
Oh my gosh, that would be the best wine ever. I bet you'd even like it, my darling.
It seems they still haven't opened themselves up to the pleasures of human blood. A pity, but perhaps someday. Let's take a seat. I was so elated to find this mansion. I didn't realize how exhausted I was from the journey until just now. I would have expected the furniture to be much more comfortable with how luxurious it looks. That oaf really only cares about appearances, it seems. It seems almost cruel to walk so far and be provided a place to rest, only to have it be so uncomfortable. Who knows how long it will take to get proper furniture built? Oh, why, what a generous offer, servants. You've never willingly volunteered to be my seat before. Are you sure? It has always been a punishment until now. Well then, I won't refuse you. Get down on all fours, dearest. Oh, that feels so much better. Yes, you will do very nicely until we get replacements.
Hey, can I join? Yay, thank you. You're right, Mother. I thought they'd be out of practice, but they're as good seat as they've ever been.
Indeed. If you don't mind, servants, I'd like to stay like this for a while. Once my other daughters return from whatever they're doing, we can figure out our exact next move. This is going to be wonderful. I hope you're excited as I am, servant. Here's a special shout out to my patrons and supporters. Because of all of you, this and all of my audios are made possible and continually improving. Thank you. Ben, Tyler, Darkheart, Tersalona, Xeno Nox, Mega Ona, Elisa, Brandon, Toby, Night Empress, Aaron, Native Hero, Venomous Prime, Shageth, Brazil, Spirit Tamer, Eric Phillips, Wolf Dragon Tamer, Gabe, Loki-san, and Caldi W. Thank you, all of you, from the bottom of my heart, and a special shout out to viewers like you. Long, long ago, I went searching for you. Within the darkness, silent and cold, I called out to you, Vampire Mommy. Searching for you, quenching your thirst, come and drink your fill. Come to me, my darling. Come to me, my darling. Sir.